Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
did you notice the words of that last hymn that we sang?
你有没有注意到我们刚刚所唱的诗歌里面的歌词的意义?
I trust it was more than just us singing a song.
我想那不仅仅是一个嘴巴所唱的诗歌。
I trust it was coming from the depths of our hearts.
我相信那是我们从内心出来的呼喊。
Oh, to be like thee.
我们愿意向主。
Now, Brother Godwin mentioned this morning,
今天孙弟兄上午所提的,
that the older he gets, the more he discovers some things about himself.
Excuse me.
The older he becomes, he discovers more things about himself.
他年纪越大，他越认识自己。
And I want to say that I also am in that category.
那我要说我自己也是跟他一样。
The more, the longer I live,
我活得越久。
The more I try to be faithful,
我越想对神忠心。
The more I discover,
我就越发现。
There's something in me that is so unlike my Lord Jesus.
在我的里面有一些东西真的不像主。
And I think all of us, if we could see with clear eyes,
我相信我们每一个人如果眼睛能够清楚地看
见 If we came, had the Lord Jesus standing here,
假如说主耶稣就站在我们的右边
and we stood beside him,
那我们站在他的旁边
and ask somebody to describe what they see,
然后请别人来描写一下他们看见什么样子
I think in all of us,
那我相信所有的人
there would be a discovery,
都会发现
that there are things that are not like our blessed Lord.
在我们里面有些东西不像那位可称颂的主。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
let's not just sing it as a song.
让我们不单单是用嘴巴唱这首诗歌。
Let it be the deep cry of our heart.
让它成为我们内心深处的呼喊。
Now, I want to share a word with you of encouragement.
那我愿意再用一句话来鼓励大家。
In order for the Lord to take us where he finds us today,
要教主能够把我们现在所处的光景带我们到他要的光景。
Make this matter of being like the Lord Jesus.
要成为主的样式。
Is an impossible human task.
那对人来讲是不可能的。
You can live 1,000 years.
你就算活了一千年。
Every day of your life, seek to be like him.
你每天在那里努力想像他一样。
And you will be a total failure.
你还是会完全的失败。
This is a work that only God Himself can do.
因为这是唯有神亲自所做能够成功的工作。
All of our human effort will only make it more difficult for Him.
一切人所想自己的作为，不过是让神的工作更困难。
Now, for those of us who have known the Lord for a period of time,
对我们当中那些认识主已经有一段时间的弟兄姐妹们
，It's difficult for us to admit,
有时候我们很难承认
that there's still things in our lives,
到现在在我们的生命里面
that are not like our blessed Lord Jesus,
还是有些东西跟我们可称颂的主不一样。
So for those of you who have just started.
对那些刚刚开始走这条路的人
Let this be the cry of your heart.
让这句话也成为你内心的呼喊
I want to be like him.
我愿意像主一样
This is God's purpose. This is God's plan.
这是主的目的，这是主的计划
Conform to the image of his son.
成为他神儿子的形象
I hope this doesn't offend you.
我希望我讲的不会冒犯你们
But when I read those words,
但是当我读到这句话的时候
I hear those words,
当我听到这句话的时候
with a deep hallelujah in my heart,
在我内心深处就呼喊 hallelujah,
that my God is going to constantly work in my life,
因为我的神不断地持续地在我生命里面工作
to take those things that are in my life that have nothing to do with him,
在我把我在我里面完全跟他没有关系的东西
and the blessed Holy Spirit,
那可称颂的圣灵
he knows us perfectly,
他完全地认识我们
he can see what is not of the Lord and what is of him.
他看得出来什么是像主的东西，什么是不像主的。
So if we respond with that hymn that we just sang,
所以如果我们能够对我们所唱的诗歌有回应的话
Oh, to be like thee.
我们何等的愿意像他。
You know what that does to the Holy Spirit?
你知道这圣灵所做的。
That gives him the total freedom.
To
begin to work in our lives in a deeper way. Now, again, I think you will discover
this
process of us being conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus.
It's
not only something that only God can do,
不仅仅是神的工作,
but it's a difficult experience to go through this process. A difficult experience to go through.
对我们来讲也是一个很困难的经验。
But what the blessed Holy Spirit does,
但那可称颂的圣灵,
since He knows us perfectly,
因为他, 彻底地认识我们,
He knows what we have to experience,
他知道我们必须要有什么样的经历,
in order for that to be eliminated that's not like the Lord,
好叫我们里面不像主的方面能够除去,
and to produce the character, the very likeness of the Lord Jesus in my life.
能够在我们里面建立起完全像耶稣那样子的性格,
so it's what I call designer suffering.
那这个就是我所谓的, 量身打造的受苦。
You know, we talk about designer clothes.
那我们有时候讲过那些设计专门设计的服装。
Heel figures, polo,
是按着你的身材定做这一切东西。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姐妹们,
if you say amen,
如果你心里说阿们的话,
to being conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus,
对要成为主的样式愿意的话,
the Holy Spirit will arrange opportunities for you.
那圣灵就会在我们生命里面安排各样的机会,
to die to all of that is not like Jesus.
好叫我们那些不像主耶稣基督的东西,
and what it requires is for you and me to be willing to die, to fall into the ground.
那是需要我们的, 就是要我们能够愿意, 能够向自己死,
to become a nobody.
要能够成为无有。
You know what it says about our Lord Jesus in Philippians chapter 2?
你知道腓立比书第二章怎么讲我们的主耶稣基督?
Even though he was equal with God,
他是与神同等,
he emptied himself of all of that.
但他是虚己摆下了一切。
And one of the translations interprets it, and he became a nobody.
有一个翻译是这样子翻译的,
a simple carpenter in the city of Nazareth.
他成为一个无名小卒, 成为拿撒勒一个无名的木匠,
he emptied himself of his privileges of God as being God.
他把他作为神的这种尊荣,
and he became a nobody.
放下了成为一个无名,
and then after he became a man,
成为一个人的样子,
he even humbled himself again,
然后还继续的虚己,
to the point of becoming obedient unto death.
因着顺服以至于死,
death on the cross.
且死在十字架上,
you know what Paul tells us?
你知道保罗怎么说?
There's a strong therefore.
在那里有一个很强调的因此,
therefore, for this reason,
为了这个缘故,
God has highly exalted him,
所以神就将他高举,
and given him the name that is above every other name.
是他超过, 万有的名,
that at the name of Jesus,
叫耶稣的名,
every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
叫万膝能够跪拜, 万口能够承认耶稣基督是主。
This one,
这一位,
who emptied himself,
把自己虚己,
who humbled himself,
自我谦卑,
is now seated at the right hand of majesty with all authority and power in his hands.
他现在就坐在至高者的右边, 有一切的, 权柄跟能, 能力。
Why? Why is he there?
为什么他能坐在那里?
What qualifies him to be there?
为什么东西让他能够这样子?
Because he obeyed his Father completely.
因为他完全地顺服了父的旨意。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们,
if we expect this work to be done in our lives,
如果我们觉得这样的工作在我们生命里面能够成就的话,
if it really is the cry of your heart,
如果这真是我们内心里面呼喊的话,
that you want to be like him,
你真的愿意像主一样的话,
then get it registered in your heart and in your mind.
让你的心中, 让你的心意里面有这样的,
you are going to go through some very, very difficult experiences.
有这样子的意念, 你会经过一些很困难的试炼。
But you know what James's encouragement for us is?
但你知道雅各是怎么样鼓励我们?
Count it all joy, my brethren.
他说, 弟兄们, 你们要以为大喜乐。
Have a party, celebrate.
一个宴会, 一个庆祝。
When you go through difficult times. Now, unfortunately,
但很不幸的,
too many of us as God's dear children,
我们这些神所亲爱的儿女,
when we go through a difficult experience, rather than blessing the Lord,
当我们经过这些困难的时候, 哦, 我们不是在那里赞美主,
we have a party, but we have a pity party.
那我们也是在那里有个宴会，是在那里
煮苦水。I'm feeling sorry for myself.
那我觉得我自己很可怜。
So I invite all my friends to come and feel sorry for me too.
所以我请我的朋友一起来，来为我一起可怜。
You just missed a wonderful opportunity.
那在这里失去了一个很好的机会。
For the Holy Spirit to produce something more of our blessed Lord Jesus in your life.
一个让圣灵能使用这些东西，能够成全在我们生命里面一些更美好的东西。
So I want to encourage you as my dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我愿意鼓励大家。
98% of you, I don't know.
大概有98%的人我不认识。
I don't know your name.
我不认识你的名字。
I don't know much about you.
我也不认识你。
But you're my brother and sister in Christ.
但你们是我在主里面的弟兄姐妹们。
And one day, we're going to come face to face.
那么有一天我们要与主面对面。
In a new dimension.
在一个新的世界里
in a dimension that we can't understand today.
在一个我们今日没办法想象的世界里
And we're going to be transformed.
我们要被变化
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Transformed.
要变化
Conformed.
要磨成
To the image of our blessed Lord Jesus.
那成为那可称颂的主耶稣基督
的形象 Please know, dear brothers and sisters. Please know that when God created man,
所以弟兄姐妹们，让我们知道
，This is what he had in his heart for man.
当神创造人的时候
，He never expected, he didn't want man to become a sinner. Sorry, this group.
能 finish. 当神创造人的时候
，Sorry, that's all. No, you don't be sorry. I'd be sorry. The brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们
，When God decided to create a human being,
当神要决定要创造人的时候
，This is what motivated him.
这个就是 他为什么要创造人的动力。
When he looked at his son,
他看见他的儿子。
He saw the beauty of his son.
他看到他儿子的美丽。
He says, I want to have a great big family.
他就想到说我要有一个极大的家族。
Just like my son.
都像我的儿子一样。
Remember what Paul says in Romans 8?
你记得保罗在罗马书第八章怎么讲的?
Conformed to the image of his son.
磨成神儿子的形象。
That he may be the firstborn.
使他在万物中做长子。
Finish it for me, please. Finish it.
怎么他保罗怎么结束的、
The firstborn among many.
使他在许多儿子中做长子。
Many sons.
因为有许多的儿子。
Please, if you don't go home with anything else that I share.
所以如果这请大家注意，如果今天你回去了，什么都不记得了吗？记得这个。
It's in God's heart.For every one of us to be conformed to the image of His Son.
因为这是神的心意，叫我们每一个人都能够磨成神儿子的形象。
If you're a young believer, just starting,
如果你是一个刚信主的人，刚刚开始
then give yourself 100% to Him.
那这样子你就将全人能够投入。
Give Him full permission to do whatever He desires to do.
那完全的交托给圣灵，让他做他愿意做的事。
Those of us who may be a little in the middle age,
那我们当中的中年人
But there's no resting in this aspect of it.
那在这一方面我们要明白是没有休息的时候
There is no other way.
因为没有别的道路
We have to experience things
我们必须要经历这些事
that the Lord can use to cancel out our old Adamic nature.
这样子呢主能够在把我们那些可定罪的旧的本性能够除去
I hope that you remember a verse.In Romans chapter 7.
我盼望我们能够记得罗马书第七章里面的一节话。
You don't need to turn there.
你不需要看。
Chapter 7, verse 18.
第七章的十八节。
Paul says,
保罗说,
listen carefully,
只注意听。
I know that in me, in my flesh, is no good thing.
保罗说, 我知道在我里面, 就是在我肉体当中没有良善。
I want to say it again.
让我再讲一次。
Paul said,
保罗说,
I know that in me,
我知道在我里面,
there is no good thing.
没有良善。
I still didn't hear an amen.
我还是没有听到大家讲阿们。
You say the same thing about you?
你是不是心里也这样想?
It's true whether we admit it or not.
因为不管我们自己承认不承认都是这样。
There is nothing in you and me naturally.
因为在我们的本性里面。
Let me ask you a question.
让我问一下
Why did God love you?
为什么神爱你
Why did he love you?
为什么神爱你
You're so special.
因为你很特别
So easy to love.
因为你很可爱
You had accomplished so many great things.
因为你成就了很多伟大的事
And so God decided to love you.
所以神就决定要爱你
dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
one day it will become more clear to you.
有一天你会看得更清楚。
You know the reason he loves you?
你知道他为什么爱你吗?
Because he loves you.
因为他爱你。
Because he loves you.
因为他爱你。
It's a sovereign act on his part.
这是神出于神全能的自我的决定。
There's nothing in us that attracts him.
因为在我们里面没有可叫他可喜爱的东西。
Do you know what he sees?
但他看见的是什么?
He sees a possibility.
他看到了一个可能。
Of forming another human being.
能够成为另外一位人的样子。
With the character of his son fully formed in him.
能够在他的里面有神的性格，神儿子的性格。
Dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Why can't we just say, Amen? Let him do it.
所以我们就要能够说阿们，让他这样子工作。
Give him full permission.
把我们的主权交给他。
Learn to take the grace day by day.
让我们学习每天能够接受
hour by hour,
时时刻刻的
and learn how to cooperate in this process,
然后能够学习怎么样在这过程中能够与圣灵同工。
Now, in all probability,
但很可能
you will not like the process,
我们不会喜欢这个过程。
You're going to go through some very, very difficult experiences.
那可能会我们会经历一些非常困难的经验。
So I can't promise you that you won't go through difficult times.
所以我可以说大家都会经过这样子的困难。
But my dear brothers and sisters,
但亲爱的弟兄姐妹
I do want to make a promise to you this afternoon.
但我今天也可以向大家应许
on the basis of the word of God,
能够按着神的话来应许
regardless of what experiences the Lord designs for you,
不管你会经过什么样子神加给你的经验
when the job is finished,
当他的工作结束的时候
when the job is finished,
当他成全的时候
Hallelujah, it's finished,
因为成全了
conformed to the image of his son,
我磨成了儿子的样子
but let's get clear in our hearts,
让我们的心里更清楚的认
识 God's not going to do this without our permission and our desire and our cooperation.
神如果没有我们的盼望，没有我们的委身，没有我们的合作，神不工作。
He wants it in his, he has it in his heart for this to happen.
因为他要在我们的心里面能够这样子工作。
But the same desire needs to be in you and me.
但这一个可想必须是我们自己里面的可想。
So simple.
非常简单。
So simple.
非常单纯。
But almost humanly impossible.
但几乎是按人看来是不可能的。
But if we will humble ourselves,
但是如果我们愿意谦卑下来
like our blessed Lord Jesus did,
好像我们那可称颂的主所做的
and learn to cooperate,
然后学习能够与主同工
In the last year or so,
在过去一年左右
I believe the Lord has showed me something about humility.
我相信神教导了我一些关于谦卑的事
That is, I have some understanding of what it is.
我的意思是说我开始更明白了一些东西
My definition of humility.
那我对谦卑的定义。
I am nothing.
我什么都不是。
I know nothing.
我什么都不知道。
I can do nothing.
我什么都不能做。
You don't like that, do you?
我想你大概不喜欢这种定义。
I don't either.
我也不喜欢。
But it gives the Lord a wonderful opportunity.
但这就给神一个非常奇妙的机会。
If we can get out of the picture.
如果我们把我们自己除去
and what we know is set aside,
把我们自己的偏见放在一边
and we give up trying to do things ourselves,
我们放把不凭着自己做事情
what freedom this gives the Lord,
那这样子的话主会有何等的自由
especially when you say to him out of the depths of your heart,
特别是如果你在你心的深处这样子对他说的话
oh, I want to be like your son.
说我愿意像你儿子的样子。
I want to be fully conformed to him.
我要能够完全的像主的样子。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
let's very simply, in your heart, right there where you're sitting now.
就在我们现在所坐的地方，让我们很单纯的在我们心里。
Lord, that's what you want for me.
主啊，这是你向我所要的。
Amen, I want it too.
那我就阿们，我也愿意。
But I have to tell you.
但我必须说。
If you do that,
如果你这样子的话
I strongly, strongly encourage you to do it.
我非常鼓励大家这样做。
But you need to get a hold of the boat.
那你就要抓紧你人生的船。
You're going to go through some difficult experiences.
因为你会经过一些困难的日子。
But the Lord says what?
但主怎么说
I will never leave you nor forsake you.
我断不离开你，也不撇弃你。
Hallelujah, brothers and sisters.
So, hallelujah,
this is a lesson we need to learn.
这是一个我们必须学的 学的功课。
We're living in an age when we have almost anything we want.
我们活的世代是一个我们什么东西好像都是举手可得的世代。
We have a good place to live.
我们住的地方很大。
A comfortable income.
我们的收入很够。
Many things that we need, almost anything that we need.
我们所需要的一切，几乎我们一切所需要的。
Certainly, this is a blessing.
当然这是神的祝福。
But sometimes this blessing becomes a great counterfeit for what God wants.
但有的时候这些祝福反而成为假冒的祝福。
You know some of the words in that hymn.
你知道我们刚刚所唱的诗歌里
面。All of life's treasures.
讲到我们人生一切所宝贝的。
How much is this experience worth to you?
那么这一句话到底对你有什么意义？
What are you willing to pay for it?
你愿意为了这世上你所宝贝的付上什
么？ Regardless of how much it costs you now.
但不管你现在你要花多大的代价。
You can be absolutely convinced.
那里面要有坚信。
You'll like the finished product.
那你喜爱那个神最后的工作。
You'll like what the Lord does.
你喜爱神在身上我们身上的工作。
So if you're an older believer with gray hair like me,
所以如果我们当中年长的弟兄姐妹们头发花白如我一样。
I'm glad to report to you.
那我也要跟你说。
That our Father is the Father of mercies.
我们的父是大有怜悯的父。
I don't know how he would do it.
我不知道他怎么做。
But maybe you've lived a lot of your Christian life as a failure in many ways.
那也许你看你自己基督徒的生活，过去当中有许多的失败。
You know what the writer of Hebrews tells us?
你知道希伯来书的作者怎么说？
Come to the throne of grace.
他说来到神的施恩宝座面前。
And there you will find mercy.
因为在那里你会得
怜悯。And grace to help.
蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。
Now this is my own understanding, so you don't have to accept it.
当然，这是我自己的了解，你们不一定要同意。
But if we have spent most of our life living the way we want to live,
但如果我们大部分的日子都是按照我们自己心意活的话
，even at the end of our lives,
那么到了我们生命快结束的时候
，God is able to take those few years that are left.
仍然能够用我们剩下的几年年岁
，and make up for some of the failures that we have had.
能够补过我们以前的失败。
Please don't ask me to explain how he would do it. I don't know.
那你不要叫，请你不要问我怎么样子神或怎么样子的工作。
I do know that he is the Father of mercies.
我不知道他会怎么做，但我知道他是有怜悯的。他的恩典是每天新鲜的。
He loves you with a perfect love.
他用完全的爱爱你。
No one can separate you from that love.
没有人能够使你与神的爱隔绝。
You can close the door.
你把门关了
，lock it if you please，
关起来
，but that will not prevent God from loving you，
还是没有办法叫神不爱你。
He'll keep knocking，
他会继续的敲门
，until finally you give up，
一直等到你放弃了
，and open the door，
把门打开
，and let him come in and do the work he desires to do，
然后他能够进来做他所要做的工作。
I'm not going to apologize for not going to Hebrews， the letter to the Hebrews。
我也不需要跟大家抱歉，说我还没开始讲希伯来书。
But this was in my heart, brothers and sisters.
但弟兄姐妹们，这是我心里面的负
担。And what I would like to say to all of us regarding this letter to the Hebrews.
但我想，我很愿意跟每一个人讲关于希伯来书的这件事。
This portion of God's word,
在神的话这段话里面
will be tremendous help to you.
会对我们是极大的帮助。
The people to whom this letter was written.
因为当初收信的人
were going through a major, major crisis in their lives.
他们的人生里有极大的危机。
Very, very serious.
非常的严重。
Let's look at some verses, for example, in chapter 6 of Hebrews.
让我们一起读几段经文。我们先看第六章。
There's a lot of misunderstanding about this chapter.
但关于这一章有很多误会。
But I encourage you strongly.
但我大大的鼓励你们
Please get it clear in your heart.
使我们的心里面能够准备领受
God has made you one of his children.
神既然愿意你成为他的儿女
By putting his own uncreated eternal life inside of you.
因为把他那个非受造的生命放在你的里面
You have an uncreated eternal never failing life inside of you.
所以在你的里面有一个非受造的永远的生命在你里面。
That experience of believing in the Lord Jesus
所以当我们信主耶稣的时候
can never be reversed.
我们这一个接受
it can never be canceled.
这个接纳是不能够回
转的。Because it's a demonstration of God's love.
因为他对我们说明了神的爱。
God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
God so loved you and me
神是这样爱你爱我,
that he gave his only begotten son.
他把他自己独生子赐给我们,
so hallelujah, whosoever
所以叫一切信他的,
believes in him
凡是信他的人,
shall not perish but have eternal life.
就不会必得到生命, 不是灭亡反得有生,
this is a gift of the, our great God.
这是我们伟大的神给我们的礼物,
he will never take it back.
他不会把给的礼物再收回来,
and it, you can never reverse it. But the issue is,
但的问题是,
after we receive this life,
我们一旦领受了这样子的生命,
how does this life do the work that God desires to have done in our lives?
这个生命怎么样子的能够按着神的旨意在我们原来的生命里面工作?
Well, apparently these believers in the, that this letter was written to,
很显然当初领受这书信的人,
were going through some situations,
他们经历了一些事,
that they wanted to give up on all of this matter of knowing the Lord and letting the Lord finish his work.
他们想放弃认识主的事，想放弃让神继续在他们身上工作。
So let's read chapter 6 starting in verse 4.
所以让我们一起来读第六章从第四节开始,
and read through verse 6.
我们要从念第六章的四到六节。
For in the case of those who have once been enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come and then have fallen away, it is impossible to renew them again to repentance. Since, listen to this, since they again crucify to themselves the Son of God and put him to open shame.
论到那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份，并尝过神善道的滋味，觉悟乃是全能的人。若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了。因为啊，请大家注意啊，这个因为他们把神的儿子从钉十字架，明明的羞辱他。
Something that happened in the lives of these believers.
在这些信徒的生命里面经历了一些事。
For they met a big turnaround in their life.
所以在他们生命里面有一个倒转。
Did you hear what they had experienced?
你可不可以从这里读到他们的经验是什么?
They had a deep experience with the Lord.
他们已经有神与神有一个非常深的相交。
But something came into their lives.
但是在他们生命里面有一些事情发生了。
They turned their back on that.
所以他们要把这一切来否定了。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
it does not mean that God turned his back on them.
但这并不代表说神呢, 也背弃了他们。
Is that clear to you?
你们清楚吗?
There's nothing you can do
不管你做什么,
to change the fact that you are one of God's children.
你不能够改变你是神的儿女。
If you have believed in his son,
因为如果你信神的儿子,
if you've given your life to him,
如果你将你自己的生命献给他,
nothing can ever change that.
那么没有什么事情能够改变,
but the decisions you make in your life,
但是呢你在生命里面的一些决定,
can hinder you from experiencing all that God had in his heart and mind for you now and in the ages to come.
能够影响你不仅是今生也是来世怎么样子能够经历神愿意你得到的那些丰富。
Brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
I love to ask questions.
我很喜欢问些问题,
so I have another question this afternoon.
所以今天下午又有一个问题,
how long is eternity?
到底永恒有多远?
How long do I have need to wait and get until I get a good answer?
然后我要等多久呢, 才会有人能够给我一个很好的答案?
How long is eternity?
永远是多长?
There is no way to measure it.
因为没有办法量度,
there is no time.
因为没有开始结束。
This is what God has planned for us.
因为这是神在我们生命里面的种下的东西。
This is what our Heavenly Father wants you and I to enter into with great fullness.
那这是我们天上的父愿意我们能够丰丰富富所进入的所在。
And be fully qualified to work with Him in whatever things He wants us to be involved in.
而且他有足够的能力, 能够在我们身上工作, 也叫我们能够与他同工, 能够成就这事。
If you have some emotional idea about what heaven is going to be like,
所以如果说你有一些对于这个天到底有些 有一些观念的话，
when you and I are ushered into that new dimension,
当我们有一日被引进这一个新的世界，
don't let your emotions influence the way you understand that.
不要让我们的感情影响我们的看法。
We had a dear brother by the name of Lance Lambert.
我们有一位亲爱的弟兄叫 Lance Lambert.
He's gone to be with the Lord now.
他已经与主同在了。
But I remember him trying to help us with this issue a number of years ago.
但我记得在几年以前呢，他想帮我们能够一同来了解。
And he said some of God's people.
他讲说有些神的百姓
that when they go to heaven,
相信他们到了天的时候
in quotation marks,
到了天堂的时候他用了 quotation
marks, we're going to float around on a cloud.
那他们在云里这样子飘来飘去
and then every once in a while some angels will come,
然后呢一会儿会有些天使也会过来
and say, now what would you like for lunch?
然后就问他们说你中餐想吃什么
what would you like to eat today?
那你今天想吃些什么
and this is our idea.
那有的时候，这是我们对天堂的观念。
About what heaven is going to be like.
对我们来讲，天堂是这样子的看图画。
If you think that way,
如果这是你的想法
，I would just say that's foolish thinking.
那我就告诉你，这实在是一个愚昧的看法。
This is an emotional dream that you have.
那这个不过是我们感情里面想要有的东西。
This is not founded on the Word of God.
这不是神的话语所教导的。
The fact is.
实际上
God is preparing every one of his children
神为他每一个儿女预备的
to reign with his son forever and ever and ever
叫我们与神的儿子一同作王直到永远
Now does that mean you're going to be floating around on a cloud?
那 这个意思是说你会在云里面这样子飘来飘去吗
I don't think so, brother
我想不是的
I think God has something very wonderful he wants us to be involved with
我想神有一些非常奇妙的东西替我们预备了。
But we are not qualified to fulfill that responsibility unless we have the character of His Son formed in us.
但是我们若没有神儿子的性格坐在我们里面，我们就没有资格能够承受这些事。
So it's just not a matter of you and me being satisfied with the result.
这并不是重点，不是说。我高兴或者你高兴，我们看到的结果是什么
？And even God being satisfied with the result.
而是神的高兴。
But He's interested in you and I having the character.
但他不会停下来，一直等到我们里面的那些性格。
Please forgive me for my imagination.
所以希望你们能够。
If it offends you.
希望你们能够如果得罪你们的话，希望你们原谅我的这些想象。
Let me try to illustrate what I'm trying to say.
让我再用一个比喻来说一下。
Maybe 30 some years ago.
大概三十几年前。
I was meeting with a group of brothers and sisters in Clearwater, Florida.
那我在佛罗里达的Clearwater 跟一群弟兄姐妹聚会。
And there was a few young people there.
在那里有几个年轻人。
And one of them was 15 years old.
当中有一位是十五岁
and so I asked them a question.
所以我就问他一个问题
I said, now when you get into that fuller dimension,
当你进入那个更丰富的境界的时候
what if there's nothing for you to do?
假如在那里是什么事情都不要你做的
You know what he said?
你知道他回答什么
God will create something.
他说神会创造一些事情
This is the kind of God you and I have come to know.
这个就是你我所认识的。
He wants you and I to be occupied in His business.
因为他要你我一同的与他在他的工作上有份。
And His business, brothers and sisters, is to fill this universe with the beauty of His Son.
而且他的工作呢，就是叫这个所造的宇宙能够满了他儿子的荣美。
The church, which is His body,
教会是他的身体。
The fullness of Him.
是为基督的 充满
who fills all in all
是充充满满的
the church is to be a place where we see Christ
在教会里我们能够看见基督
now certainly there are human beings involved
那当然这里面也有人
but God, the character of the Son of God needs to be formed in us
但是神儿子的性格必须要成就在我们里
面 and this character determines how we relate to one another
这些性格在我们里面的性格就成为我们怎么样彼此相交。
But brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
，Our God is very interested.
我们的父非常的在意。
In you and me being involved in the work He's planned for us in the age to come.
叫我们能够在他预先所设定的将来的世界里面，叫我们能够与他同工。
I hope you remember Revelation chapter 20.
我盼望我们大家能够记得启示录第二十章
verses 4-6. What we read that?
第四到六节，我们一起来念一下启示录二十章
verses 4-6.
第四到六节。
This is John speaking now.
那这是约翰的话。
And he says, Then I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony of Jesus, and because of the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or his image, nor had received the mark on their forehead and on their hand. And they came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until 1,000 years were completed. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is the one who has part in the first resurrection. Over these, the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and of Christ, and they will reign with him for 1,000 years.
第四节，我又看见几个宝座，也有坐在上面的，并有审判的权柄赐给他们。我又看见那些因为给耶稣做见证，并为神的道被斩者的灵魂，并那没有拜过兽与兽像，也没有在额上和手上受过他印记之人的灵魂，他们都复活了，与基督一同作王1000年，这是头一次的复活，其余的死人还没有复活，只等到那1000年完了。在头一次复活有份的，有福了，圣洁了，第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必作神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王1000年。
The last part of verse 6,
我们注意第六节的
But they will be priests of God and of Christ, and will reign with him for 1,000 years.
他们必作神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王1000年。
Now, my brothers and sisters,
所以我的弟兄姐妹们，
my understanding is,
我的了解是，
this is what God is preparing us for now.
这是神要我们现在正在预备我们将来要得的。
The ultimate experience of being ushered into the age to come.
当我们被带入那个将来的世代的时候，
is not this stage.
那还不是这个时候。
This is it, the age when the Lord Jesus will be reigning here on this earth for 1,000 years.
那这是主在世上作王1000年的时候。
So who's going to reign with him?
那谁要与他一同作王呢？
Who's going to reign with him?
谁要与他一同作王？
You have a desire in your heart to reign with him?
你的心里面有没有这样子的想望，愿意与他一同作王？
Well, I can tell you that if you're one of his blood-bought children,
那我告诉你，如果你是他的儿子，
it's his desire that you reign with him.
那么他的盼望就是叫你能够与他一同作王。
And all of these experiences that we're going through,
所以我们现在一切的经历，
are being used by the blessed Holy Spirit,
是被那可神颂的圣灵所使用，
to qualify us for that position and that responsibility.
叫我们能够配得那样子的身份，那样子的责任。
Listen, dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
some of us are not very diligent and very responsible people.
我们当中有些人可能不是那么勤奋，也不是那么负责任。
And we need to know that the Holy Spirit wants to help us with this matter.
那我们要知道圣灵要帮助我们在这些方面成长。
Because he wants to produce a responsibility in us.
因为他要我们里面能够做一个能够负责的人。
So that we can be a part of that first resurrection.
所以我们能够与第一次的复活有份。
And reign with him for 1,000 years.
能够与他一同作王1000年。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
let's not allow the difficulties in our lives,
让我们不要让我们生活里面的困难，
somehow become a distraction and get us headed in the wrong direction.
使我们的眼目偏离了我们当走的方向。
You remember there in that Hebrews 6,
那你记得希伯来书第六章所讲的，
what the writer says
那作者怎么说？
If you go through these experiences,
如果经过了这些经验，
and then you fall away,
然后再离弃了这个道理，
then, brothers and sisters,
那么弟兄姐妹们，
you're saying, I reject what the Lord Jesus, who He is and what He's accomplished.
如果我们说我们要拒绝，我们拒绝主之所事，跟拒绝主之所做。
Now I think all of you would agree with me.
那我相信我们都能够同意。
That's a very, very serious matter.
那这是非常严重的事情。
One to whom he has proven to you how deeply he loves you.
他已经向你说明他是如何的爱你。
He has given his life 100%.
他把他的生命全然的为你舍上。
So that you can know forgiveness of your sins.
所以我们能够知道我们罪的赦免。
You can be born again.
我们能够重生。
You can become one of God's children.
我们能够成为神的儿女。
There's no way, brothers and sisters.
那这不，我们是不可能。
Any person should reject a person like that.
没有任何一个人经历了这些事会拒绝主。
But my understanding.
但我的认识是
is if we continue in this way that's described in Hebrews 6,
我们如果按着希伯来书第六章所描写的这个这一个错误的路继续走的话
then a deeper work needs to be done in our lives.
那我们的生命里会需要更深的工作。
We are not qualified to reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
因为我们还不配与基督一同作王一千年。
So let's learn to receive the discipline of the Holy Spirit in our life.
所以让我们能够接受圣灵在我们里面的管制。
Why does this word discipline create such a problem for us?
那为什么这个管教这个字会让我们觉得那么可怕？
Why we don't like discipline?
为什么我们不喜欢管教？
You know what the writer of Hebrews says in chapter 12?
你知道希伯来书的作者在他书信的十二章怎么讲的？
You know what discipline is?
你要知道管教是什么吗？
Hebrews,
根据希伯来书讲
It's a sign of God's loving you.
那是一个神爱我们的一个记号。
Those whom he loves, he disciplines.
因为神所爱的神必管教。
Not out of anger,
不是因为出于愤怒。
But out of his great heart of love, so that you won't stay in the place where you are.
而是出于他内心里面伟大的爱，好叫我们不至于留在我们原来的光景。
You will yield to his discipline.
所以我们能够顺服他的管教。
And give up your old ways.
然后放下我们过去的道路。
And let the life of Christ and the character of Christ be formed in you.
让基督的生命、基督的性格能够在我们里面能够成全。
Now let's look in chapter 10 of Hebrews as well.
那我们同时来看一下希伯来书第十章。
Verse 29.
第二十九节。
How much severe punishment do you think He will deserve, who has trampled underfoot the Son of God, and has regarded as unclean the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified, and has insulted the Spirit of grace.
何况人践踏神的儿子，将那使他成圣之约的血当作平常，又亵慢施恩的圣灵，你们想，他要受的刑罚该怎样加重呢？
So I think you will agree with me, brothers and sisters.
所以我想，我们大家都能够同意。
These dear brothers and sisters were facing a major crisis in their life.
希伯来书里面，这些亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，他们生命里面有极大的危机。
They were going the wrong direction.
他们走的方向是错的。
And they needed some help.
他们需要帮助。
And the writer of Hebrews had an understanding of the heart of their God.
而希伯来书的作者体贴神的心意
that he could possibly encourage them
所以他能够鼓励他们
to take turn around from the way you're going and come the way God wants you to go
所以叫他们能够回转能够离弃他们现在的道路能够走神要他们走的方向
Let's try to spend some time now in Hebrews
现在让我们再一同的来看一下希伯来书
In these verses in chapter 2,
在第二章
I trust you remember in chapter 1,
我相信你还记得第一章
What's in the heart of this writer?
那这写希伯来书作者心中的负担
is to, how can I say? He wants to demonstrate the Lord Jesus. He wants to paint a picture of our blessed Lord Jesus.
他想做的就是希望能够把那个可生重的主耶稣基督能够画一个图画一样。
Not a fantasy picture, not something that someone's dreaming about.
那不是一个想象中的图画,
but about the reality of who the Lord Jesus is.
而是按着主之所示的真实来画那个画像。
And he wants to prove to us
他要向我们证明,
that this one that he's talking about, the Son of God,
他所讲的这一位神的儿子,
is superior to anybody else in the whole universe.
是远超过这个世界里面任何的一位。
Now I hope we understand what we mentioned a little bit previously.
那我盼望我们对我们上一堂所讲的,
God, 有些了解。 God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit,
圣父、圣子、圣灵,
are all three God.
他们是都是神,
they're equally God.
他们都是全然的神,
100% equally.
每一个都是100%的神。
And for me, that's a mystery. How they relate, I don't know.
那对我来讲, 这是一个奥秘, 他们彼此怎么样子相连合一, 我不清楚。
But I rejoice in the revelation that we have in the Word of God.
但是呢, 我只是为了圣经所启示的真理而欢喜。
That God in His great love has decided to send His Son to this planet.
神因着他的大爱决定将神的儿子差遣到这个世上,
and reveal to us what we need to know for now,
向我们启示了我们现在所需要了解的事情,
about himself, that is about God himself,
关乎神自己的事,
what's in his heart, what does he desire, what is his purpose,
他心里面所愿的, 他所想要的, 他的目的,
and how is he accomplishing this?
而且他要用怎么样子来成就这些事?
Now I think all of you would agree with me this afternoon,
所以我想今天下午大家都能够同意,
that our God is faced with a tremendous challenge.
对神来讲, 他所面对的是一个极大的挑战。
He has been ever since he created man.
从他创造人开始, 他就一直在面对这个挑战。
From the time he created Adam, Adam created a problem for him. It was not God's plan for Adam to disobey.
并不是神的计划并不是要亚当不顺从,
but as our brother was mentioning this morning,
但如同我们弟兄今天早上讲的,
God has a standard.
神是有标准的,
and Adam broke the standard.
而亚当背离了这个标准,
the standard of simple obedience to God.
这个标准就是要单纯的, 要顺服,
神。 He's the creator. We're the creatures. What should our heart attitude be? I want to obey him. But Adam disobeyed. Apparently, out of his love for his wife, he decided to disobey what God said to him.
好像是他为了爱他的妻子,
so Adam and his descendants were then disqualified.
所以亚当跟他的后裔就没有这个资格,
to participate in God fulfilling His purpose.
就不能够在神所定规的结局里面有份。
But you remember when the Lord is judging Adam and Eve and the serpent?
但你记得当主在那里怎么样宣告亚当夏娃跟蛇的所受的审判的时候呢?
You remember what Moses said?
你记不记得摩西所讲的?
And the heel, his heel will bruise the head of the serpent.
他说蛇必伤他的脚跟,他必伤蛇的头。
I'm sorry, I made a mistake.
对不起,我刚刚讲错了。
He will crush the head of the serpent.
是他必伤蛇的头。
Now he will bruise his heel, but he will crush the head of the serpent.
因为蛇必伤他的脚跟,但他必伤蛇的头。
Now let's remember,
让我们记得,
whose idea was it for Adam to disobey his God?
到底是谁让亚当不顺服神的?
Wasn't Adam's idea.
因为这不是亚当自己想到的。
A liar called Satan.
而是撒旦, 那个说谎者,
the father of lies.
说谎者之父,
he lied to Eve.
他对夏娃撒谎。
Apparently he found the most vulnerable one between Adam and Eve.
所以他在亚当夏娃当中挑了一个比较容易欺骗的,
and he lied to her,
然后他就骗他,
and convinced her to disobey,
说服他叫他不顺服神,
and then she gave the fruit to her husband,
然后夏娃又把那个禁果给了亚当,
and he disobeyed,
然后亚当也不顺服神。
Let me ask us a question this afternoon.
所以今天下午让我问大家这个问题。
Why do you disobey?
为什么你会不顺服神？
Why do you sin?
为什么我们会犯罪？
Oh, I know your answer.
然后我知道你的答案是什么。
When I was 8 years old,
当我八岁的时候，
my mother and father sent me to school to learn how to disobey.
我的爸爸妈妈送我到学校，叫我在学校里面学怎么样子不顺服。
That what happened?
然后呢？
Then why do we disobey? Why do we sin?
那如果不是这样子，我们到底为什么犯罪？
Nobody taught us how.
因为没有人教我们怎么犯罪。
Because it's in us.
因为它是我们里面的事情。
We sin because we're sinners.
我们犯罪因为我们是罪人。
You don't sin, you don't become a sinner by sinning.
我们不是因为犯罪所以成为罪人。
You sin because you're a sinner.
我们因为是罪人，所以我们犯罪。
Now I hope it's very, very clear in your heart, dear brothers and sisters.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我盼望我们的心中非常的清楚。
That God cannot be pleased.
因为神不会以此为喜悦。
With sinful human beings.
神不能够喜悦一个罪人。
He cannot call them His children.
因为他不能够叫一个罪人他的儿女。
They are His creation.
是他所造的。
But he cannot call them his children.
但他却不能够叫他们成自己的儿女。
Because it's not his character to disobey.
因为在神的性格里面，不是他的性格叫他不顺服。
It's not his character to sin.
不是神的性格叫他们不顺服。
It's impossible for God to sin.
因为神不可能犯罪。
Because he's God.
因为他是神。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们，
our God was faced with a major challenge.
所以我们神所面对的挑战是极大的。
What's he going to do with this mass of humanity?
他对这一个整个败坏的人性要怎么办？
They have a nature in them.
在他们里面有这样子的一个本性呢。
They always want to do what it wants to do.
他们一直要按着自己心中所要的去行。
And he can't have this kind of people.
但他又不能够有这样子的百姓。
Representing him here on this earth.
不能有这样子的百姓在地上来代表他。
Nor can he have this kind of people.Reigning with his son forever and ever.
他也不能要有这样子的百姓能够与他的儿子一同作王直到永远。
So what does our God do?
所以神该怎么办？
God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
That he gave his only begotten son.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
This is God's response to the impossible situation.
这个是神对那个不可解决的问题的解决。
He became the Lamb of God.
他成为神的羔羊
who takes away the sin of the world,
背负世人的罪孽
when he was crucified, you and I were put in him,
当他受死的钉死的时候我们与他同定
so that when he was crucified, I was crucified,
所以当他受钉死的时候我与他一同钉死
I remember reading about our brother Watchman Nee, many, you know, when he was still living.
我还记得我们的尼托森弟兄当我读他的书那个时候他还在世
in one of these books he relates this one of his books he relates this event in his life
他在他的书里面讲到一个他自己的一个经历
apparently he had been studying Romans chapter 6
那很显然他在读罗马书第六章
that when Christ was crucified we were crucified
我们与基督同钉十字架
and one day this light dawned on his heart
但有一天这个他的心里面好像有光
it became so real to him
对他来讲这是一个非常真实的事情
he ran out into the street
他跑到外面
shouting I'm dead I'm dead I'm dead
他就在那里大叫我死了我死了我死了
you know people must have thought he was had lost his mind
所以街上的人大概都以为他发神经病
but this is it this is what God has done
但这就是神的工作
in order for you and me to be delivered
要叫我们能够蒙拯救
This is a part of the so great of salvation.
这是那个希伯来书所讲的这么大的救恩。
So the writer here in chapter 2,
所以希伯来书的作者在第二章里面讲
strongly encouraging us,
他强烈的勉励我们
to pay much closer attention to what we have heard.
要我们能够越发郑重所听见的道理。
Now,Has God spoken to us?
那神到底有没有跟我们说话呢?
Absolutely.
当然有。
God has always sought to communicate himself to his creation.
神是不断的乐意跟他的受造之物有交通。
So the writer points out to us, he spoke in the past.
所以希伯来书的作者告诉我们 他在古时对我们说话,
to the fathers,
对列祖说话,
in many portions and in many ways.
多次多方的说话,
but in these last days,
但在这末世,
he has spoken to us in his son.
他借着他的儿子晓谕我们,
and then he goes on to describe those seven qualities of the Son. And the remainder of chapter 1, he demonstrates the superiority of the Lord Jesus over the angels. Now that's a whole other topic. And we won't go there this afternoon. But I wanted us to see why he says what he says in the first verse of chapter 2.
但是呢,这就是我希望大家能够看见为什么在第二章的第一节希伯来书的作者要这样讲。
For this reason, he says,
他说,所以为了这个缘故,
we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard.
我们当越发郑重所听见的道理。
So what is it that we have heard?
那我们听见的是什么?
The good news.
讲的是那个,
the glorious news that our God loves us.
那荣耀的福音就是神爱我们。
And how deeply does he love us?
那他到底有多爱我们呢?
He loves us perfectly.
他的爱是完全的。
He loves us so deeply.
他爱是极深的。
That he was willing.
他甘愿的。
To see his own son nailed, crucified on a cross.
愿意亲眼的看见他的独生的爱子钉死在十字架上。
We are the benefactors of what our Lord Jesus accomplished on that cross.
主耶稣在十字架上所成就的事情是我们所领受的
in many, many wonderful ways.
那我们有非常许多美好的领受
But we should never forget, dear brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姐妹们,我们不应当忘记
What happened between the Father and the Son?
在那个圣父跟圣子之间发生的事情
When the Lord Jesus was hanging there on that cross.
当主耶稣基督挂在十字架上的时候
You know, the writer, Isaiah the prophet says,
然后你要记得,以赛亚书,先知以赛亚说,
He was pleased to crush him.
耶和华定义将他压伤。
Please, just think a minute. Think a moment.
让我们在这里稍微想一下。
How difficult would it be for you who are parents of young children?
对我们当中那些有年轻孩子的父母,
to have your child go through something like this.
想到自己的孩子要经过这样子的事情
Let's not just ignore the fact
我们不要光光忽略了发生的
That our God, our Heavenly Father suffered deeply
因为我们的天父受了极大的苦
To see His Son go through the necessary experience
因为他看见他的儿子要经过这些必经过的事情
In order for you and me to be forgiven
好叫你我能够蒙赦免
In order for you and me to be transformed
好叫你我能够被变化
In order for you and me to be fully conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus
好叫你我能够完全的磨成神儿子的样式
In the counsel of the Godhead
在神本性里面的自我的讨论当中
This was a divine decision
这是神位格里面自己的自我决定
God the Son had to become a human being
神的儿子要成为人,
he had to become the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
他要成为神的羔羊,
so, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们,
the writer here is saying we must pay much closer attention.
所以希伯来书的作者在这里说,
we need to let the Holy Spirit open our eyes, not these eyes, but the eyes of our hearts.
我们必须要让圣灵能够开我们的眼睛 不是我们的肉眼,
so that
乃是我们的心眼,
we can see, so that we can see in a clearer way
叫我们能够看得更清楚,
what was happening when our blessed Lord Jesus was being crucified
好叫我们更清楚地能够看见当那可称颂的主钉死十字架的时候到底发生了些什么事
Now what do we believe the Father was saying to us through the crucifixion of His Son?
那我们到底相信父借着子的受死要跟我们说什么?
Because he has spoken in these last days through his son.
因为希伯来书告诉我们说他在末世借着他的儿子晓谕我们。
What has he said?
他说了什么?
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
I just want to try to illustrate in my own understanding, okay?
我在这里只是要说明我自己的认识。
I think God took a megaphone And he spoke,
扩音机,
he spoke throughout the whole universe.
他对全宇宙在那里宣告,
I love you.
我爱你。
Now, in my experience,
在我的经历里,
during these years,
在这几年中,
I've observed
我注意到,
that those of us who go through difficult experiences in our life,
在我们生命里经过困难的，我们当中经过困难的这些人,
and my understanding is we are all damaged merchandise.
我自己的了解是我们每一个人都是被刺激或被退货的东西。
We've all gone through bad experiences.
我们都有一些不好的经验。
Now some of you young people haven't lived long enough to go through some of these.
那也许我们当中一些更年轻一点的弟兄姐妹们还没有活到那么久经历这些事。
But maybe you will.
但也许你会,
but all of us, in one way or another, have gone through a difficult experience in our life.
但是我们当中, 无论是谁,多多少少,经历里面都有经过一些困难的事情。
This has gotten deeply registered inside of us.
然后这些事情在我们的心里面留下一个深刻的影响。
Why do we do some of the things that we do?
我们为什么要做我们做的事情?
Why do we treat people sometimes the way we do?
为什么我们有时候要对人的态度是这样?
Sometimes we don't have an explanation.
有时候仔细想想也说不出理由来。
Or we find some excuses, but we don't really have an explanation.
我们也许有一些借口, 但我们实在是不能有一个清楚的解释。
But when we see human beings,
但是当我们看见人的时候,
acting in such a negative way,
有这样的一个负面的作为,
in all probability,
那非常可能的,
they're just crying out, will somebody please love me?
他们心里面其实有一个深深的呼喊, 说人不能够有人爱我。
And if you happen to be one of those people this afternoon,
如果今天下午你刚好就是这样子的人,
something happening in your life, or something has already happened,
也许在你生命里面说不定已经发生过一些事情,
that has produced anger and bitterness and all these negative things,
然后在你的心里面产生了愤怒,产生了苦毒,这些各样负面的东西,
and you find yourself doing and saying things that you regret afterwards.
然后你会发现你好像不断地在做一些你做完后会后悔的事。
I have good news for you this afternoon.
那么今天下午有一个好消息告诉你们。
You have a perfect father who loves you perfectly.
因为你有一位完全的天父,完全的爱你。
And your idiosyncrasies and your problems does not in any way hinder him from loving you.
你自己的愚昧,你自己的问题都不能够叫他不爱你。
So, learn to hear his voice to you.
所以要学习能够听他的声音。
He loves you.
他爱你。
Learn to yield to that love.
要叫我们的心能够交给他。
But the writer says we must pay much closer attention.
但这个作者说我们当越发郑重所听见的道理。
What I understand that to mean is we need to become better listeners.
我的了解是说,这是说啊,我们必须要成为一个更会,更愿意听的人。
You know what our Lord Jesus says in John chapter 10?
你知道主耶稣在约翰福音第十章怎么说的?
Verse 27, I think it is.
我想好像是第27节。
My sheep hear my voice.
我的羊听我的声音。My
sheep hear my voice.
我的羊听我的声音。Now,
the reason we don't hear what he's saying,
那我们之所以没有听到他所讲的,
in all probability, it's because we haven't learned to listen.
很可能是因为我们还没有学会怎么听。
We need to let the Holy Spirit produce in us.
我们需要让圣灵能够在我们里面能够成就。
And teach us how to be good listeners to what God has said to us.
教导我们能够做一个好的听者。
So he says, pay much closer attention.
所以他在这里说要越发郑重所听见的道理。
To what our Heavenly Father has said through His Son.
要听见神在他爱子里面对我们所说的话。
And then later in those verses,
然后在后面的接下来经文里,
verse 3,
第三节,
how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
我们若忽略这么大的救恩,怎能陶醉呢?
Now what do we understand it means to neglect so great a salvation?
那什么叫做忽略这么大的救恩?
Well, it means not to listen carefully is part of it.
那么当然，这里面很显然没有仔细的听是当中的一部分。
See, if somehow we could get free of all the things that are going on in our lives and the things that's happening around us.
那有时候，因为我们周围所发生的事情，我们生命里面各样的事情，让我们充满了我们的心。
And we were in a place where we're willing to learn to listen.
那也许带领我们到一个地步，我们愿意听了。
The Lord would explain a lot of things to us.
因为主乐意向我们解释许多事。
But we don't have the time.
但有时候我们没有时间。
The world in which we live is so occupied with noise, we don't feel like we can learn to listen in the midst of all of that.
因为这个世界充满了太多的声音，有的时候我们觉得我们没有这个能力去听神的声音。
But I think the writer of this portion of God's word.
但是我想，希伯来书的作者
would like to encourage us.
要鼓励我们。
To learn how to be good listeners.
要教我们做一个很好会听的人。
So that we can have a clear understanding of this salvation.
这个救恩是什么意思？
That he talks about.
而不会把它丢弃。
I want you to notice a couple of things about how he presents this in this first three.
那我希望我们一同来注意一下他在第三集里面所讲的几件事情。
Notice he says to neglect.
那这里讲到他提到忽略。
Notice how he finishes. So great a salvation.
然后忽略了什么呢？这么大的救恩。
Why not just salvation?
为什么不讲救恩就好
了？ Don't neglect salvation.
说不要忽略救恩。
Or don't neglect a great salvation.
或者说不要忽略这一个大的救恩。
But he's not satisfied with that.
但他却不是这么样子的讲。
He has to add another adjective to it.
他要一定得加一个形容词。
So that we don't neglect a so great a salvation.
他说我们若忽略这么大的救恩。
Now let me share with you briefly what I understand that means.
让我短短的跟大家讲一下我对这一句话的了解。
It means that God has accomplished something in the Lord Jesus.
表示说神在基督里面所做的一些事情。
When he was crucified on that cross.
当基督钉在十字架上
的时候。He said it is finished.
他说成了。
This was God providing for us a so great a salvation.
这是神所提供的这么大的救恩。
How great?
多大?
Brothers and sisters, God is able to take the worst sinner.
弟兄姐妹们，神能够叫那个最糟的罪人。
And if they will believe His love for them.
他们若能够相信神的爱。
If they will yield to His love.
他们能够委身在神的爱。
If they will learn to obey His leadership in their lives.
他们能够学习跟随他的带领。
He can take the worst sinner.
他能够把一个最糟的罪人。
And through this marvelous process.
那借着这一个奇妙的过程。
Conform that horrible sinner into one who's conformed in the image of the Son of God.
把这个可怕的罪人能够把他磨成他儿子的模样。
Now, is this the kind of salvation that you understand?
是你对救恩的了解是不是这样子？
Now, for me, I want to be very, very careful, brothers and sisters.
所以对我来讲，我要很小心。
I don't want to belittle any aspect of this great salvation.
那我不想把这个救恩的每一个方面都把它轻看。
For us as human beings,
对我们人来讲
，the problem is,
我们的问题是
understanding that every aspect of this salvation.
是要能够完全的了解这个救恩的每一方面
is great
都是非常伟大的。
We have to be careful we don't make one aspect greater than the others.
好叫我们不至于把当救恩里面的某一方面变成比另一方面更重要。
I remember the day I came to know my blessed Lord.
我记得有一天我认识了我们可称颂的主。
I won't go into the details of what was going on in my life. It was a mess.
那我不需要跟大家讲说我那时候生命是怎么样，我可以告诉你们，反正是非常糟。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姐妹们
，He's so full of mercy.
他是满了怜悯。
He brought me to know His Son.
他带领我认识他的儿子。
I had no idea what was happening.
我根本不知道发生了什么事。
I never read a Bible. I didn't own a Bible. I had gone to a meeting of a church one time in my life. I was 23 years old.
我23岁的时候只去了教会一次。
So, what do I understand?
那我到底是怎么样子认识的呢?
Nothing.
我什么都不知道。
But that day when I believed in the Lord Jesus,
但是当那一天我认识主的时候,
from that day forward, no one had to tell me there was a God.
但从那一天开始,
I knew that I knew that I knew that I knew there was a living God.
我就是知道有一位神。
Maybe I couldn't explain it.
我没办法解释,
but I knew it.
但我真的知道。
And I just knew inside of me there was something had come into me that wasn't there before.
我就知道在我的内心里面有一些东西以前没有的东西现在进来了。
You know what it was?
你知道那是什么吗?
The life of the blessed Lord Jesus.
是我们可称颂的主的生命。
The Spirit of life had put the life of Christ in me.
那是生命的灵把基督的生命放在我的里面。
Now brothers and sisters, what can get better than that?
所以弟兄姐妹有什么东西比这个更美好?
What word can I use to describe such an experience?
我到底能够用什么样子的言语来描写这样子的经历?
Great?
大?
Absolutely.
当然非常大。
It was great.
非常的伟大。
But that wasn't the end.
但还不是结局。
The beginning is great. All the steps along the way, they are great. And I want to register in our hearts this afternoon. If you want to make the heart of your Heavenly Father rejoice, then in your own simple way, maybe there where you're sitting, find a place on this campus where you and your God can have a conversation. And include you young brothers and sisters to you young people. And just very simply, you don't have to become religious.
You don't even need to know how to pray. I'm
almost sure every one of you know how to talk.
那当然我知道，我相信每一个人都知道怎么说话。
Well, have a conversation with him.
那就跟神有一个对话。
And tell him very simply.
就很简单的告诉他。
My understanding is,
我的了解是,
your son provides a so great a salvation.
你的儿子给了我们极大的救恩。
And I want to experience it.
那我要经历这么大的救恩。
And just simple faith.
这样单纯的信心,
believe in the person of the Lord Jesus,
相信我们的主耶稣基督,
and this marvelous experience will begin.
那这个奇妙的经历就可以开始。
Now, it's not instant.
那当然这不是一触可及,
it's a process.
它是一个过程。
Because when we believe in the Lord Jesus in the beginning,
我们相信主耶稣是一个开始,
there's nothing in us that is like the Lord Jesus. Except that measure of His life that we have received.
除了我们所领受的,
you know what your gracious Heavenly Father will do?
所以你知道那蛮有恩典的天父会做什么?
If you tell Him, okay, I want the job to be finished. I want to receive all there is in this great salvation.
如果我们对天父讲说, 我要能够完全的经历接受你全辈的救恩,
that very day,
就在那一天,
He will begin to provide for you
他就会提供你
opportunities of discipline in your life.
各样管教的机会。
Now, if we take the life that God in His mercy has given us, and you let the Holy Spirit provide you opportunities to experience the discipline,
然后又容许圣灵能够借着我们生命里面的各样的管教,
then what happens is,
然后呢,
life,
那个生命,
you can write this down in your book,
你可以写下来的,
life plus discipline,
生命加上管教,
equals character,
等于
character.
性格.
So the life of Christ in you,
所以基督的生命在你里面,
plus the discipline of the Holy Spirit,
加上圣灵的管教,
the result,
的结局。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Conformed to the image of the Son of God.
成为神儿子的形象。
But if you remove the discipline,
但是如果你把管教拿走,
God doesn't have another way.
你要用什么?
So please understand.
所以我们要明白。
The Lord Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple,
主耶稣说要做我的门徒,
if you want your character changed,
你要改变你的性格,
you want to learn to live the way I live,
你要活得像我一样,
and follow me,
要跟随我,
then this is what is necessary.
那么你就必须要,
and he's never changed this requirement.
你就必须要经过这一条路,
if you will be my disciple,
你们要做我的门徒,
learn to say no to yourself,
就必须要舍己,
deny yourself,
要舍己,
take up your cross,
背起自己的十字架,
and follow him.This is the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
这个是圣灵的管教。
So I encourage myself.
所以我常常这样的勉励自己。
I want to encourage all of us.
我也愿意这样勉励大家。
To pay much closer attention.
要越发郑重我们所听见的道理。
What God has spoken to us in His Son.
是神在他的爱子里面向我们的晓谕。
Let's pray together.
我们祷告。
Merciful Father.
大有怜悯的神。
I find it very, very difficult to find the right words to even respond to you.
我感觉实在要回应你，话说不出来。
But we want to say thank you very, very much.
但我们要说，我们深深的感谢你。
For your great love to us.
因为你向我们所施的大爱。
Lord, when we were helpless and hopeless and enemies of yours.
主啊，但是当我们无能为力的时候，当我们没有盼望的时候，当我们做你仇敌的时候，
you loved us,
你爱我们，
you sent your son to die for us,
你差遣你的爱子为我们死，
and you have sent your blessed Holy Spirit to help us experience the fullness of this,
你又赐下那可称颂的圣灵帮助我们，叫我们能够更丰富的来经历这些事。
So we want to simply say to you this afternoon,
所以今天下午我们愿意很单纯的说，
The cry of our heart to you.
叫我们的心向你呼求。
Oh, to be like thee.
哦主啊，我们要像你一样。
Oh, to be like your son.
要像你的儿子一样。
Make this a fuller reality in our lives.
让我们生命里面叫这件事成为实际。
And we ask it in the name of our blessed Lord Jesus.
我们是靠着我们可称颂的主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.